Researchers from around the world have launched a three-year project aimed at identifying genes that are responsible for such common illnesses as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. The effort is an outgrowth of the Human Genome Project. The International Human Genome Project produced a genetic roadmap unveiled 2 years ago, describing the arrangement of chemical building blocks in each cell that regulates how humans function. But because the genome or collection of genes is so vast, researchers can only guess where to look within the blueprint for proteins that may play a role in illness. The $100 million International HapMap Project, described as the next phase of the Human Genome Project, is a refinement. 15 teams of researchers in the United States, China, Canada, England, and Japan will attempt to identify so-called haplotypes, or groups of genes that are passed from one generation to the next. David Altshuler of the Whitehead Center for Genome Research at Harvard Medical School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, heads one of the research groups working on HapMap. Dr. Altshuler says one of the main goals of the Human Genome Project is to help understand the inherited basis of human disease. That is, why some people get diabetes or heart disease and others do not. That is why some people get diabetes or heart disease and others do not. That means cataloging the minute genetic differences between individuals. Researchers think there are about 10 million genetic differences throughout the human genome that play a role in disease. One way to find the haplotypes is to search for them individually, an extremely time-consuming and expensive project. Or, Dr. Altshuler says, researchers can look for clusters or blocks of haplotypes and construct a map.
The people who would get one particular variation often would have a whole series of variations next to each other, called a haplotype, that they would inherit in common. And so in a sense, the haplotype map is just a way to simplify this process of genetic studies.
Experts say that 99.9% of the population is genetically identical, having emerged from Africa between 10 and 100,000 years ago. It's the 0.1% difference in our DNA or genetic material that researchers focus on to learn more about disease. Researchers think they'll be able to create a map of all 10 million haplotypes in the human genome, testing between 200 and 400 blood samples drawn from Europe, Africa, and Asia. Tom Hudson is head of Montreal's Genome Center at McGill University in Canada, which will analyze 10% of the data for the HapMap project. Dr. Hudson says researchers will pinpoint blocks of haplotypes or genetic markers that disease researchers can consult once the map is finished.
What we're going to identify is the right set of markers which can be used to test every block across the genome, so that if someone works on hypertension or diabetes, they need to go and test these markers that we've developed as part of this project in their cohorts of people with hypertension and compare them to people without hypertension, and the same thing for diabetes, cancer, and so on.
The Whitehead Institute's David Altshuler would like to see people's genetic susceptibility to disease put on the same mantle as the risk due to environmental factors, such as the increased likelihood that they'll get lung cancer if they smoke cigarettes. Dr. Altshuler thinks HapMap will do that.
What we're talking about here is actually genetic exposures. In other words, in addition to the environmental exposures that people have studied and will continue to study, we're now saying here are the common genetic variations that might influence disease, and they'll be used in the same kind of association studies, epidemiologic studies, to ask, are any of these variations correlated with disease? And if they are, then they become important targets for developing diagnostics and new therapies.
The HapMap project is scheduled to take 3 years to complete, although researchers hope to finish it sooner. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.